Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Please. Social podcast. Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. It's a solo episode. I'm going to put up another one this week, hopefully assuming I don't sit around and do next to nothing. How the heck are you? Want to say a quick shout out to all the people that reached out regarding the last episode. It was a very serious episode. It was very short. It was kind of spur of the moment where the Thousand Oaks fire had just happened. The shootings had just happened. And I wanted to kind of get some stuff out there. And my guest had, wanted to promote his show. I really wanted to promote Jeff's show, which apparently went well. The attendance was affected by the fact that there were so many freeway closures. So thank you to those who made it out, who were able to donate, if not directly at the show, then afterwards. So let's keep that love going. I was nowhere near it. The fire never made it to my part of town. The smell of the smoke did. The clouds that blocked the sun most certainly did. But I was in no real danger. The area that I spend a lot of time, which is a city over, not to brag, but you know the gym. The air quality was deemed poor in the area, so they pretty much said avoid being outside as much as possible, which I did. so I have nothing to complain about. I am so fortunate. I am not affected by it. I did offer to try to help out since I have my truck, and usually people ask me to help out with moving furniture, and that's nice that they ask, but I wanted to be more helpful with people who needed to move larger things for if they needed to evacuate or do something like that. So I did make myself available for that. And I was in that area just this past Sunday, not even because I had to go anywhere in that part of town. Quick sort of a little bit embarrassed because it was mostly my fault trying to rely on the GPS. I started a new podcast with my buddy Scott, and I was heading over to his place to record, and I missed the exit. I was in a musical zone. I may have been focusing more on what I was singing than on where I was driving. And by the time I caught it, I started to I recognized the exit, and I was like, wait, I've already passed it. I know I've passed it because I should have seen a Target by now or something. Well, that was heading on the 101 northbound. All the freeway exits for the next 8 or 9 miles are closed. Because of all the fire and all the damage, there was nothing but cop cars and fire trucks on either side of the freeway. I couldn't even get back down to do the podcast recording because the southbound was completely shut off. It was specifically reserved for fire engines that needed to get to where they needed to get to. So I saw some of the devastation up close to see the kind of damage that had happened, and it was very heartbreaking. I can't really say much other than it was a scary sight. And I've driven through on a freeway where it's just a wall of fire, and that's scary. That was Southern California. In the valley, we've been dealing with a dry. You know what? I'm trying not to make this too serious, but it was a scary thing to see. I can't imagine feeling it or reliving that myself. So I just, everybody out there who was negatively affected one way or the other, hopefully things turn around. Things are just things. I understand we can have some kind of association or connection to our possessions, but you know, if hopefully you still have your loved ones safe and sound, and you can rebuild from there. It's a process, but hopefully I'm really just hoping for the best. So I'm going to try to keep this episode light, and I'm not going to focus too much on that stuff. Instead, it's just going to be a very awkward episode. Today I was cleaning, and I was going through my old paperwork, trying to find something, was going through all the boxes, and I stumbled across so many embarrassing things, of my own. And I don't know if you hold on to things, everything. I mean, I found receipts. At one point there was a time where I said, I'm going to hold on to every receipt for every movie that I ever go to. You know, I found like Sin City at one point. I was like, this is an important ticket stub to hold on to. and the Santa Claus 3. In other words, I didn't need to hold on to any of this stuff, but that's how much stuff I had, boxes of things that could have easily been thrown away that I just held on to for way too long. And in the process, I found this little gem from, or a few little gems, an autograph book that has no autographs in it. Well, first of all, let me describe it to you. So it's the booklet for, how could I put it? The autograph book that you buy at Universal Studios when you want to have the fake characters like Beetlejuice or Frankenstein or whomever they have walking around, autograph it and be like, oh my God, I just got Beetlejuice's autograph. And I used it apparently to put stickers up. For example, some Mortal Kombat stickers that were for the movie Mortal Kombat, some cutouts of Spawn, and a shiny sticker of the Tasmanian Devil, a crudely drawn Sonic the Hedgehog alien like Chupacabra, and it says, "This book belongs to, in cursive, Jose Chavez, room 19. I can't believe I have this thing, and the fact that I used to write in cursive, I know they really encouraged it. And the first one is, those who asked me to sing this, so I did. So that was somebody who was making a joke who misspelled signed, so his joke already immediately failed. And it just goes on and on. I'll go through these. If there's any that are worth mentioning, I will be sure to. But that's not the gem I wanted to bring up for this awkward episode. I found my first resume. Now, I know what you're saying, Jose, you're going to waste an episode on a resume. It's my fucking podcast. If you listen, why? So, sorry, I'm already laughing at how stupid this resume is. Because I had one. Okay, in high school, I had two jobs. The first one I ever had was I worked for my godmother, or my godparents, rather, at their party store in Pacoima, California. Now, I was 13, 14, so I was underage, so I didn't know whether or not I should put it on my resume because that would be, illegal to employ somebody so young. At least that's the logic that I used at the time when I wrote this thing. The fact that I can remember that but not remember most of the people's names that signed my yearbook baffles me. But I wrote this resume with no other real work experience. I did work at Del Taco, but I don't want to put that on here. I don't want to limit myself. I didn't think I needed to submit this kind of paperwork for a job in the fast food industry. So this is Jose Chavez's educational career goals is the first is part of it. There's an autobiography here. There is a letter of recommendation, three letters of recommendation. Holy moly. Award achievements, certificates, and the actual resume itself, which is just fascinating. I can't believe I have I kept all this over the years, and it is embarrassing. Oh wow! Oops. There it is. Sorry, I have all these paperwork. First of all, my resume is using blue text. Everything else is in black, but the resume was in blue. I don't know if that was my attempt at trying to stand out, but it seems like that could have been the case. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. I forgot what my old phone number was and my old address where I lived, but objective, I think my mom helped me with this, and I pretty much used the exact same objective for like 15 years, something like that. Objective, seeking employment position that is challenging, not even seeking an employment position, but seeking employment position that is challenging, rewarding, and offers opportunities for growth and advancement. Both things pretty much mean the same thing. Qualifications, ability to type 30 words per minute. That is so fucking slow. Fluent in English and Spanish. That's a fucking lie. I can mostly speak English. I really can't speak that much Spanish. I understand it way better than I speak it. And that would be way too much to put on this resume. I should have maybe put like remedial or beginner at fucking Spanish. Education, that I went to high school, John F. Kennedy High School. experience, volunteer work for the Villaraigosa campaign in 2001. That is right, I did do that. I gave information to voters about Villaraigosa's campaign promises and its accomplishments. I am really bad at English. I made calls to houses to assist voters on their decision. Use a wrong there. I'm ashamed of myself because in high school I was convinced I was going to be a writer, which I'll get to the poems another time. I found a couple of poems that I wrote and they were terrible. There's a reason why I bring that up. Anyhow, so my accomplishments: award for improvement in math skills, which I've included, assisting in senior yearbook as copy editor. I didn't even know I had that title. I have no recollection of doing this in high school. I know I was in the class, but I mostly slept through things and didn't really pay much attention to the class itself. But apparently I was a senior. I was the copy editor with my senior year in yearbook. I insured, first of all, like if it's insurance, the duties were complete. Okay, so the fact that I had somebody proofread this for me and nobody caught all these things is kind of embarrassing. So under interests and skills, I am a lyricist who has written several songs as well as written short stories. I have written a script and have performed in the play Dracula at John F. Kennedy High School in fall 2000 as Dracula. What I am mostly interested in when writing is related to serious issues of the heart as well as society. Other forms of writing which I do are poetry and documents on historical people. I think I'm referring to when I had homework assignments and I needed to write some stuff on different historical figures. And I think a couple times I chose musicians, one of which I remember being Bone Thugs and Harmony, which was like 3 days of hard research to get a B- or B+. The teacher who claimed I had copied everything said, I would have given you an A, but this is too well set up. You had to have cheated. And I did all the work while I had a partner. And she was not a student at my school. She was one credit shy of being able to graduate. So she took that class at my school. So when she would leave her school, she would come over and take it at mine and then be done with it. So I helped her get an A in the class by doing all the work myself, telling her to read the second half. I read the first half. And then, of course, I played a couple of songs, which I want to say were the clean versions of First of the Month and The Crossroads. At the end of it, she was so excited. I'm not reading this, by the way. This is an actual memory I have because I have to tell this quite often where it's one of my failed attempts at wooing somebody. Now, she was like, oh, thank you so very much. You saved me and now I'm able to graduate. I'm going to be able to graduate high school because of you. I want to make it up to you and take you out. And I said, no, I'm good. Because my thought was I was going to swoop in there and be like, actually, I want to take you out and let her know that I was interested in her. Do I remember her name or what she looks like? Not at all. I just remember at the time, very attracted to her. So I am doing this thing where I am just playing coy and trying to act all calm about it. She's like, seriously, I want to take you out. I turned her down several times. And at the very last one, she's like, you know what? Never mind. You're a fucking idiot. I was going to have sex with you. And she's like, I was going to fuck you and left. And I was like, wait, what? No, that was the whole point about this. And, she left and I was like, that's the first time I did not get when a woman was interested in me. And she wasn't interested. She didn't want to date me. She just wanted to thank me for helping her graduate high school. And that was my first resume ever, which was kind of awkward and embarrassing. But you know what? Fuck it. You guys may enjoy that. So here's my certificate. Niels Boha Quantum Mechanical Certificate, which I'm pretty sure the teacher just like reached into a drawer, found this, and handed out certificates to everybody just to be like, yeah, I want to get rid of these. So everybody got a certificate for no reason. I don't even remember taking a Spaler or Spark, whatever this name is, class. But it's saying this prestigious award is presented to Jose Chavez in recognition of your lofty ambition to chemist specializing in quantum mechanics. The world needs more people like you to repair our broken Qantas. I have no idea. I think this might be a joke. I don't know, but I carried this with me, I think, as a way of being able to claim that I was certified for something. And then there's the award of achievement to Jose Chavez for improved standard 9, which I think is like beginning of class or whatever, like the most basic forms of math. Mathematics and social studies, that's where I improved, meaning I was really shitty and then I got better and now I'm okay. So that is that. I have letters of recommendations. Here are my career goals. Let's take a look at the career goals. I understand that there are many options available to me after graduation from high school. I know that if my education and career goals are clearly defined, I will be better able to identify and pursue the steps I must take to achieve these goals. Holy shit, I wasn't that bad of a writer back then. That or somebody wrote this for me. No, never mind. I just read the next line and I know that it's me who wrote this. My education and career goals for the next 2 years are that I want to go to College of the Canyons and check out the different majors that I can pursue. During my time at COC, which I'm pretty sure I selected this school because the initial spelled cock, I plan on working for an insurance company. Backstory on that, my sister's ex-boyfriend worked for an insurance company, and I think he started one on his own. So my plan was probably to go work for him. But when that relationship fell apart, I, of course, would not have been able to get that job. The steps I must take to reach this goal are to work and save up as much money as possible. I will apply for a grant or a loan to pay for my education. My education and career goals for the next 4 years are I want to go to COC for 2 years and then transfer to a university. I plan on attending CSUN to complete my education. I hopefully have a major and work my way up for that. I also plan on learning computer repairing and computer installation. A way I plan on getting money is by working with music and performing for extra money, also for the experience. The steps I must take to reach these goals are to plan a fixed schedule for all these things, to save up emergency and find a second job if necessary, which I have technically done all these things, just not quite in this exact same layout that I had written. And for sure, as I'm reading this, I can't say that I have a memory of this, but they probably said, make sure that you use things like talk about what your plans are, what your this or that are. So that's why I used the word plan, I believe, so far 6 times in this resume. After 4 years, my education and career goals are that I want to continue my education. Depending on what my major is, I will do computer repair services for money or work on computer animation for a company. I will also continue on my music and begin working with my writing. The steps I must take to reach this goal are I must organize my time and apply for several jobs. Wow, Jose from fucking 2001 was very ambitious and also had an autobiography, apparently. I will read this for you right now. If you're still listening to me read my shit from high school, wow, you have better choices in what to do for your podcasting time. This is hilarious to me. Might not be to anybody else, but I am enjoying this very much. My name is Jose Alfredo Chavez. I am 18, and I have 3 sisters, 1 older and 2 younger. I'm going to omit names here. Blank, the oldest, is currently 19 and a mother living with her daughter and fiance in an apartment. They both work for insurance agencies and have been successful for quite some time, about 4 to 5 months. Daisy, wow, son of a bitch, whatever. The 1 year younger than me, attends John F. Kennedy along with my youngest sister. For most of my life, we moved around to different cities and spent 6 years of our lives living in Mission Hills. My family and I enjoy having breakfast or dinner at restaurants like the Olive Garden or Denny's. We also like to have family gatherings at other family members' homes or Vasquez Rocks. Okay, now just this is way too much information going on over here, but it's a reiteration of what my goals are. I'm looking forward to a bright future using the knowledge which I have obtained at John F. Kennedy High School is the last line. I remember next to nothing. All I know is that this was a fun read. I won't go through the letters of recommendation because those were written by then adults, so they knew what they were talking about. So there's nothing in there that's really worth mentioning because there's no real goof ups other than I was amused by the fact that I had my homeroom teacher and my play production teacher write stuff for me. The other thing was for my yearbook thing from elementary school, it was written or signed for by a few students, but most of my signatures were from teachers. Most of my stuff was from teachers, including my bullies, apparently. To Jose, good luck with the girls in SMS. I don't know what that... Oh, I think he thinks I mean I was going to go to a different middle school. Your friend, Josh. Josh, which is one of my bullies. But anyhow, it really sort of cracks me up that most of these things were signed for by teachers, which apparently I did take computer science classes back then, and I have no recollection doing this. A little crude drawing of a wolf howling at the moon, and then that's the end of that. Oh, in the back, and I wrote crossroads with a cross next to it, and then I wrote the word hi, and at the bottom I wrote power 106. This is Jose to a T, you guys, and you just got it all, and that was awkward as shit. That was embarrassing, but I've gotten really good at sharing embarrassing stories from my childhood. Things that used to cripple me as at one point, being like, nobody can ever know these things. And now I share them freely because when you get away from something enough, anything that you do, you become a little bit embarrassed by it. I mean, I texted my buddy Aurelio Bocanegra his business card, which looks like it's a business card for, if not a poet, then a mortician. And it's just reaching back to your own personal history, you find some of the most embarrassing things that you know at one point you would use to make fun of or make or parody someone else. When you watch something nostalgic from a TV show or just a friend, who you're like, that's classic, blah blah blah, but you completely forgot about those things within yourself. And that was a brief oral history of Jose and the awkwardness that was. The next thing I've got to do, which I believe I said I was going to do drunk, is read my old poems. I can't do it sober. They were too embarrassing. There was one that I thought was really cute that I wrote that I was like, you know what? I meant this at the time when I wrote this. It's very sweet. It's very kind. But going through it, I started sweating a little bit at the thought of reciting it out loud. I've kept a lot of these poems to myself. And now I understand why. I was not very good. I think I had some potential somewhere, but it wasn't all on the surface. Anyhow, that was my awkward thing. Let's see. Do I have anything I really want to plug? There may be. Oh, sorry, stupid phone. Let's see. Oh, yeah. You know what? It sucks about... this episode comes out the day after Stanley passed away, or 2 days after, rather. That dude impacted me in such a positive way growing up, and that as I was going through and like kind of reminiscing with other friends who had a very similar experience, never met him, but just sort of like the examples that we pulled from his words, because the dude was a pioneer in not even necessarily comic books. I mean, the guy was attacking things like racism, bigotry, the gender equality. Like, these are the kinds of things that he tackled very early on. I mean, in the 60s. And this is a guy who really set a great example for a lot of people. Now, when I watched the documentary of Mr. Rogers, where he really sort of put down comic book characters because he felt you could do a lot in sending a positive message without all the flash, I agreed with him, but I sort of disagreed because I grew up with those characters and they didn't negatively affect me. If anything, they had a positive effect on who I am now. And Stan Lee was the other side of that coin. I mean, there was obviously different examples of different people in my life who taught me how to be a good person. But if I had a pull from the media, from television and books and stuff, those were probably the two people that kind of shaped my mind a lot as a kid, and allowed me to have not just an imagination, but also self-control when it came to, processing emotions and not being essentially an impatient little bratty child. So I can't give them full credit. Obviously, my family raising me definitely was a part of it. But when it came to piecing together positive male role models that I didn't have immediately in my life, I pulled from different people. If not my grandpa, then you know, my uncle and a couple of relatives, neighbors, things like that. So I pulled examples from different people. Stan Lee took a big chunk of that. Not so much him himself, but because I didn't understand this stuff back then, but the characters, the storylines, the heroic things the characters would do that were minute. They were very, you know, small gestures, not all the flashiness. The flashiness was one thing. I remember when they when 9/11 happened, Marvel released an issue where the heroes were the firemen, the medics, the civilians who were helping out. And they made it a point to have the hero and villain alike to step in and if not help, then at least celebrate and acknowledge the fact that they are not the main focus in the efforts to save these people. And that was a very real moment for me, because that sort of like there's always like a triumphant music playing in my head when I read comic books or something. With this one, it was very muted and it was very deep, and it made me process where like you had where reality sort of came crashing with imagination, and it helped me process what happened with those tragic events back then. I've already expressed numerous times the events that happened locally around 9/11. That were not directly related to, but sort of indirectly, and then just happening around the same time, much like over the last week, the fires and all that, and the shooting. So there are always these sort of parallels where, you know, where you end up getting hit with more than one thing at once, and we find somewhere where we can help process things. So to Stan Lee, I say thank you for everything, for helping me, you know, get lost in my imagination, for giving me fictional characters to look up to, and for making them flawed in the process so that I can accept something like, oh, I'm not, you don't have to be perfect to be the good guy. You don't have to be, you don't have to always be right to be the hero. You just have to make the efforts towards being better. So thank you for that. That's it for this episode. It was short, stupid, and fun. So if you listened all the way through, congratulations. Y'all take care. Follow me on everything at I am Jose Chavez. Email josechavezcomedian@gmail.com. Awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. Blah, blah, blah. Y'all take care. Bye.